have scribbled a still more flourishing JM all over the document, have asked you if there was nothing more, have stood by you, supposing that you were paying cash, until the central figure of this story reappeared with the change. One glance more at him, and the puffy little shopwalker would have been bowing you out, with fountains of civilities at work all about you, and so the interview would have terminated. But real literature, as distinguished from anecdote, does not concern itself with superficial appearances alone. Literature is revelation. Modern literature is indecorous revelation. It is the duty of the earnest author to tell you what you would not have seen, even at the cost of some blushes. And the thing that you would not have seen about this young man, and the thing of the greatest moment to this story, the thing that must be told if the book is to be written, was, let us face it bravely, the remarkable condition of this young man's legs. Let us approach the business with dispassionate explicitness. Let us assume something of the scientific spirit, the hard, almost professorial tone of the conscientious realist. Let us treat this young man's legs as a mere diagram, and indicate the points of interest with the unemotional precision.